Ready for your new TV obsession? Thursday, January 26th on The CW. The network that gave you The Vampire Diaries and Gossip Girl is bringing you the awesomely dark and addictive new series, Riverdale. Based on Archie comics, Riverdale puts a super edgy, twisted spin on the classic characters you know. Did you ever read Archie? Which character are you? Are you a good girl like Betty or more of a Veronica? Are you like golden boy Archie or are you a misunderstood loner like Jughead? Which character are you secretly crushing on? Riverdale looks like the perfect, safe, wholesome small town, but it's got huge secrets. It all starts off with the new year at Riverdale High and the mysterious murder of one of its most popular kids. Everyone becomes a suspect, and that's when the sordid details about what everyone really did over the summer and with whom begin to surface. You won't believe what the people in this town are hiding. Do not miss the jaw-dropping series premiere of the must-see new show, Riverdale, Thursday, January 26th, only on The CW.
Revengeance and uber-entitled. We're talking princesses and people who actually want to put in work. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello and welcome to the Revenge Body After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. We are so excited to be here. It was an incredible episode.
Yes.
Lots of feelings that we all have.
What an episode.
I'm shading myself because you were so shady.
I'm shading.
I know. That was good.
Yes. I did a palm tree.
It's too bad I don't have any tea to sip. But anyway, we have a very, very special guest with us today. Would you love to introduce yourself?
Yes. Hi, guys. I'm Stephanie Perez from Revenge Body of Khloe Kardashian, episode one.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome. So far, we're three episodes in. Yours has been my favorite. Like, I don't know why, but like ever since we've seen your episode, I've just been like so obsessed with you. You're just so like you're just so amazing.
Thank you so much.
Yes, we love you.
Cry, guys. So.
Not ugly cry.
Oh, I'm
revenge
by
cry.
I'm the ugliest crier.
And where can everyone find you on social media?
On social media, Instagram is Stephanie Perez LA, and then everything else is Stefferuni LA.
All right.
Wonderful.
Awesome.
Stefferuni.
And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones, and I am joined by my lovely Revenge Body panelists.
Hi, guys. It's Heather Yared. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Heather Yared.
Hey, everybody. I'm Michelle Madison. You can find me on Instagram at Michelle_MadisonTV.
And I'm Rachel Robillard. Y'all can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Rach_Robillard.
All right.
Yeah. All
right. So we have a lot to talk about. But first, before we get into this episode, I want to talk about your episode. How many weeks has it been since you last had your reveal?
My reveal was June 21st. So it's been a while.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah. It's almost going to be a year. Well, not in a lot. I know it's been in a while. Mm-hmm. But
and you've kept it all off. Like,
yes.
You look phenomenal.
And you're still losing.
Thank you so much.
You've lost some since the end of the episode. Because at the end of the episode, they said you lost 30 pounds, but then you had additional
10. Yeah.
And now you're still losing.
Yeah.
So that's amazing. So what are you doing now off the show that year? Are you still meeting with Luke?
Oh, yeah. I'm with Luke.
Okay.
I'm like numerous times a week. Mm-hmm. I could never get enough of him.
Tell him we said hi.
I will.
I can't get enough of him.
He has everything. You guys should come into Training Mate and try a workout.
We will.
I will take you up on that offer.
First class is free, guys.
So. Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Awesome.
We will.
Let's do it.
It's so much fun. You guys would love it.
And didn't Luke offer you to come whenever you please? Like pretty much a lifetime membership with him at his studio? That's amazing.
I came in and I was like, so now it's over. How much is membership here? He's like, what do you mean? He's like, you don't have to pay. He's like,
Wonderful.
He's like, as long as you want to come here, you come here. He's like, I'm never breaking you away from your family.
And I love that.
And then he even told my whole family, he's like, oh, you guys, whatever you guys want to come to, just come with her.
Well, I'm your family. I'm your cousin.
All my cousins.
I'm a tan cousin.
I love it.
Okay, yes, we should totally do that with you.
Yes, that'd be so much fun.
I want to jump to something totally off topic of weight loss and talk about dating. So it also said at the end of the episode that you had started dating.
Yeah.
Tell us more about that.
So I started dating, like, not right off the bat, because I was just kind of like, okay, I just want to
give yourself some time.
Yeah, relax a bit, because transitioning back from camera life to, like, my normal life, even though it was so extremely similar, I just kind of wanted to, I went on vacation, I came back, I started talking to someone, and it was just like, it's not my cup of tea, so I was like, I'm going to just do my own thing. But recently, I started talking to someone else, and found out he was talking to someone else the same time he was talking to me.
Of course.
It was so good, though. Like, he met my family. My family liked him. My sister was like, I am so pissed. I'm like, why? She's like, I feel bamboozled. I'm like, he was such a sweetheart. I'm like, I know. I feel the same way, but
open culture. It's an open culture.
Yeah, I was
now,
gonna say.
Has that affected, and I know, like, personally, when I was going through my weight loss thing, if there would be something that would happen with a guy and so forth, it would cause me to eat. I'd want to eat more. I'd want to, like, be, mm-hmm. like, a lush. Has it affected you at all, or has it pushed you more, or none of the above?
Well, he had really bad eating habits himself, so it kind of was really hard to stay healthy. And at the time, I actually kind of stopped going to Training Mate. And I was like, what am I doing? I'm like, I'm wasting my time with someone who isn't treating me the way I really, truly deserve to be treated. I'm like, I feel like I'm just going backwards. I'm like, and I'm giving up the positive things in my life. So I was like, no. And I was like, you know what? And I started getting on track, and I just lost, like, the 2 or 3 pounds I gained.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know what? It feels so much more better to be on track, and now I kind of know what I need to do to stay on track. And, like,
wonderful.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, that's hard. That's hard. Yeah. Once you get with a guy that you really like, especially when it's new, you want to not go to work, you want to not go to the gym. Yeah. You're just like,
I want
to
spend every minute with you.
Exactly. When I first moved to LA from Missouri, I didn't know anyone, and I found this girl that I really liked, and I spent 10 months with her, and she was super not supportive of me wanting to be an actor.
I know how that feels. He hated the fact that I was on Revenge Body. He's like, I don't want you in the spotlight. But he's like, I want you to myself. You can't talk to any boys. And I'm like...
As he's talking to another female.
Welcome to LA. I think what he did is because he was very insecure of his own actions. So he was like, don't talk. Because he thought, oh, maybe she'll do what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I knew all my friends dated. So I knew what happened. So I was very I had a lot of knowledge on it. But...
Yeah.
It's so awful.
Yeah. What are you looking for in a guy?
Yeah.
I don't really ask for much. Just be faithful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for God. First.
Make me laugh. Like, that's like, literally, you make me laugh. I'm like, hi. Yeah. I'm like, hello. But it's not about looks for me ever. And I really, truly mean that. Like, just, like, it's all personality and...
chemistry.
Yeah. Just, like,
that's good.
Hopefully, like, we could like to do the same things instead of, like... not wanting to work out, so then I stop. Like, right. I want someone to enjoy the same things I like.
Absolutely, exactly. Absolutely. And I'm curious, the first thing that, when we were talking about deceitful people that came up, was it Miranda? Was that her name?
Yeah.
The girl that you had got revenge body on. Mm-hmm. So former tell friend. Us more about that. Are you guys still friends?
We're not really friends anymore. We don't talk. I feel like you grow apart as people, and me as a person, I've grown, I feel more in the mature way. Mm-hmm. When it comes to, like, how I am, I don't really want the same thing she wants. She likes to have fun and hang out with her friends, but I don't really do that. I would say I'm boring for someone my age. I'm like all my friends from Training Mate are, like, 30 years old and older, and I'm like at their mentality.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to be successful. I'm in school, I'm working, and I'm in college. I'm just trying to do what I can do to be, like, still continue to be a better version of myself. Yeah. And I just feel like... it's just
that they're in different,
very different.
Sometimes it happens. You move on and you're not the same space that they're in. So you have to move on. And sometimes there can be hard feelings and stuff like that, but it's really neat that you can move on from that. You know, you had your revenge, against that person, and you're able to move on and have a happy life. And I love that for you because, yes, it was hard. And yes, that person may have put you through some bad things, but you were able to rise above it and you have it seems like an amazing life going on for you.
I love the, what the show is about. It's like taking a negative situation and turning it into something positive and getting rid of the negativity all in your life. And I started talking like Luke for a minute. Oh my God. All your life.
Wonderful. No,
it happens. Oh, yeah. It happens all the time. And people are like, you swear like you're from somewhere. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm like, I'm wearing Aussies all day.
Yeah.
Happy National Australian Day.
Yes.
Happy
National
Australian Day.
It's like the 4th of July.
Oh. So me and Luke clash heads. He's a Vegemite fan. I'm a Marmite fan.
Tim Tams. Have you had Tim Tams?
I have not.
Oh my gosh. Tim Tams. They are the most delicious Australian cookie. Y'all need to try out some Tim Tams if ever you get the opportunity. I bet Luke has some,
I'm sure.
Because
he has Vegemite in right when you walk in. And I was like, okay. I never tried it, but I'm like, I'm a Marmite girl. I'm like, that's how my pantry is stacked, but I haven't been able to eat it because I've been on a diet. But
Yeah,
so you're getting Luke's accent, and then now you have Chloe's nails. That's what you were telling us earlier. That you said Chloe was wearing that nail color when you first met her. I love that.
It was so awesome because I remember telling her, I'm like, my nails have never been good.
Yes,
I'm like,
all
my friends'
right.
nails.
You're like, I want good nails. And she's like, oh, honey, we can take care of that.
Oh,
right
honey,
now.
Give me an hour. Yeah.
An hour.
It was just so funny.
Like after buzz color.
Yeah. It was just like, growing up, my mom was like, no, it's so bad to get your nails done. I'm like, really? Uh-huh. So I would go to CVS. I would buy, like, the glue ons and do that for the school dances.
Oh,
and I was like, I look so ratchet. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't even. But when I met Chloe, she had the neon, like, tip nails. It was, like, so cute. And I remember I held her hand. I remember I was like, oh, my God, I'm holding Chloe's hand. Yes. And then I was like, looked, and I was like, oh, my God, her nails are amazeballs. I'm like, I need
this. Amazeballs. Yeah.
So I went, when I got my nails done, I'm like, I'm going to channel my inner Chloe. I'm getting
I love that.
That is so funny. I do. I love that. That was super funny how, like, one of the first things, she's like, what do you want for yourself? You're like, I need some new nails.
I know, you would expect, like, she's like, what are your insecurities about your body? You would expect to be like, oh, my stomach, my double chin, my nails.
Let me tell you about them.
Because I used to get roasted about my nails in high school. Like, even really? My toes. Like, I remember the time so this guy funny. Was like, ugh. Like, he just made a comment on my toes, and I remember just, like, being irritated. I'm like, my toes are fine. I did it myself. I'm like, I look good. Whatever. Yeah. I'm like, it still bugged me. I'm like, why are people so mean? I'm like, everyone just has something negative to say.
Exactly. It's so irritating. Especially in the social media that we have going on right now. It seems like social media is great for some things, like communicating with fans or communicating with people, keeping up with relatives, but it's also this negative place now that's kind of spiraling down, and I just sometimes I have to log out and be like, I can't look at this. Like, I'm sure you have to as well. I mean, especially with, you gotta sometimes just put it away and go to training.
Like, this morning I went on, and there's the Revenge Body page posted a before and after photo, but they use the after photo one that's like from the bottom, so it's not like the most flattering photo. It didn't show like as much results as I have now, basically. And I'm reading through the comments, people are like, oh, she did not change, like, this is like revenge, what? And then some grown ass man, I'm not even joking, his profile photo was him and his kids. He's like in his 50s, and he's like, oh my goodness, this girl is so ugly. He's like, this girl, like, she did not deserve to be on Revenge Body. They should have given her plastic surgery. And I was like, I'm sitting here laughing. He's like totally bashing on the Kardashians. Like, how dare all of you not do that for her? I'm like, I don't want that. Wow. Like, nor do I need that. I'm like, I did it on my own. I'm like, I don't even look like that.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
It's funny, though. It makes me laugh sometimes. I'm like, people really have no lives. They're going to sit there and criticize people. They don't even know.
I know.
Yes.
I'm like, you don't know me. I'm like, you're like a 50-year-old man. I'm 19 years old. Yeah. Like, I'm a fetus. Come on.
Apparently, you're more mature than this 50-year-old.
I know. Yeah. Exactly.
Speaking of bashing and things being low energy and low life,
exactly.
Tell us more.
We have a new show that's coming out on the CW. Are you guys ready for your new TV obsession? Thursday, January 26th on the CW, the network that gave you The Vampire Diaries and Gossip Girl is bringing you the awesomely dark and addictive new series, Riverdale.
Yes!
I'm super excited to see it.
Me too.
Based on Archie comics, Riverdale puts a super edgy, twisted spin on the classic characters you know. Did you ever read Archie? Which character are you?
I did. I'm Veronica.
All right. I love it. Are you a good girl like Betty or more like a Veronica? Are you like a golden boy like Archie, or are you a misunderstood loner like Jughead? Sometimes I feel like that. Which character are you secretly crushing on? Riverdale looks like the perfect, safe, wholesome small town, but it's got huge secrets. It all starts off with a new year at Riverdale High and the mysterious murder of one of its most popular kids. Everyone becomes a suspect, and that's when the sordid details come out about what everyone really did over the summer and with whom began to surface. You will want to believe what is going on in this town, because it's crazy. And do not miss the jaw-dropping series premiering the must-see new show Riverdale Thursday, January 26th, only on the CW. Sorry, I stumbled a few times.
No, that was awesome.
Thing. But man, I'm not even kidding. I've seen so many commercials for this show. Yeah. I'm super excited to see it.
Yeah,
I know a couple people associated with the show, and
Is that the one with Cole Sprouse?
Yes.
Oh my God,
I
love
Luke
him.
Is Luke Perry?
Yes, Luke is in it, girl.
I've loved him since I was in, like, fourth grade. So,
year were you in fourth grade?
Look at you. Look at you.
I love it. I'm excited. I want to hear it. Because I'm like, wait, when was it fourth grade for her? I'm trying to, like, think back.
I don't know.
2006, maybe? 2006?
All I know is I graduated eighth grade in 2011.
So okay, cool.
Go back.
Okay, 2009, I guess?
I can't do the math.
Oh, yay, 2009.
I ran into the Sprouse twins at Disneyland, or Disney World in Florida randomly, and I rode a roller coaster with them. They were really nice.
Oh, I would have died.
Casual.
Yeah. Casual, they were super nice. At that time, it was not popular to take photos of celebrities, so I got their autograph.
Autographs anymore.
I know.
That's what my mom's like, why didn't you get Chloe's autograph? I'm like, Mom, no one does that. I'm like, I'm like, she commented on my Instagram photos. That's all that matters.
That's all
exactly.
So, like, she acknowledged me to the web. That's all that matters.
I
have a question for you. I want to know how long it took you to actually fall in love, per se, or want to keep going to the gym? Because I guarantee at least the first week it had to be hell.
Well, I know the first workout killed me. The second day, they actually recorded, but they didn't actually make the final cut. My mom had to drive me to the gym the next day because I was so sore I couldn't move. Like, wow. And it was like...
Oh, that would have been great to see.
It was so embarrassing. Oh my goodness, it was just so rough, that workout. But then after like day three, I was like, this doesn't hurt so much anymore. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, this is becoming more fun. And remember, Luke would just be like right next to me, and I'd be like, you know what, I'm going to show this guy what I got. And I remember, he was like, this is probably the best class I've ever seen you do. I'm like, yep, I'm going to be showing you a lot more.
Well, wow, so it only took like a week, if even, for you to step into it. That's amazing.
That's awesome. Oh, that's wonderful. I think that's awesome, because a lot of people, they just do the first workout or two, and then they give up because they're thinking, okay, my body's not good for this. You know, right. they
start just sucks.
Throwing up.
That's
or
how
something.
I felt the first one.
Yeah.
It just sucks. Remember sitting there thinking, I do not want to go back tomorrow. I was like, I don't know why I did this. I really didn't know what I got myself into, but I was like, you know what? Totally worth it in the end.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Awesome. We saw a little bit of that in this episode.
Yes,
too.
We did. Let's talk about this episode. Oh my gosh. So Sungkha is raised like a princess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was interesting. At first, I was like, okay. When we saw the promo, I was like, okay, this girl thinks she's a princess. But as the promos kept going, it was going more and more into her story. And I was like, this girl, who does she think she is?
It was absolutely hilarious. We don't walk. When you walk in India, you are poor. I lost it. I mean, I'm sorry. I thought that was hilarious.
I thought
I mean, that's funny. Like, it's funny. It's true, but it was funny. It's going to kill me. In that moment, I was like, what? Chloe intentionally paired her with La. I mean, that was an intentional thing to test her.
I know.
Part of me almost thought that she really knew deep down that she was going to not continue, mm-hmm. that she was going to give up.
I don't know, because I originally thought, like, oh, she's just being sassy at the beginning. Like, this is, like, a front, like, being all attitude. I did not think she was going to hold that attitude for the entire 12 weeks. Or, no, she didn't even make it 12 weeks.
No, six. Yeah, week six. And then when she went in to have a conversation, we're locked up. Are you challenging my character?
Yeah. Oh, she had a lot of cuticles because she kept biting her nails. Yeah. I'm like, how much cuticles could you have?
She was
trying to defend her character. She's looking into the camera every week saying, I'm going to go to IHOP. Yep. I'm going to bake these cookies.
Now, she is literally me. Now, I was like, okay, I'm not the only one, but I'm also not a revenge body. Now, girl, you need to buckle up because she's a cute girl. So I'm like, girl.
Right.
I love that.
And she knew it. Remember when Chloe's like, oh, you're really cute in the face. She goes, oh, I know. So she had this sassy. She
I
had
love
this.
That,
okay.
By the way.
Little thing. That's something that people do take offense, though. If they're a certain size, you tell them they're cute in the face. It's kind of like saying they're not cute.
Like just your
else.
Face. Some people take it that way.
So that's why.
Do you take it? I don't take it that way.
I didn't take it that way, but I didn't take it that way.
But we're also not in a certain situation.
Okay.
So, but yeah.
Do you think she took it that way?
No.
I think she took it as like, you're right. Yeah. Her confidence.
She's like, oh, Chloe Kardashian just called me pretty.
Yeah.
Like, yes, I am.
I would say, oh, thank you so much.
That's how I would be.
Whoa, to say, oh my gosh, yes, I am. Of course, look at me. I'm like, oh, okay.
Because usually when I see people like that,
I totally would have been like, thanks. I know this is a 13 on a scale from 1 to 10.
Oh my gosh.
I say the shade tonight.
I say it all the time. I love women that will, if I compliment a woman, I want her to be like, damn straight, I am. So every single time if someone compliments me, I say thank you. I do agree. This is a 13 on a scale from 1 to 10.
The confidence is amazing.
Yeah.
It's the most attractive. Everyone always says it. Like, it's the most attractive thing on a person is confidence.
And the only people that I see actually get rubbed the wrong way about it is women. Like, some women love it. They're like, can I please have that confidence? Men love it. But I only see women that are like, really? And I'm like,
did you really just say that?
It's how you do it.
As a guy, I looked at it and I was like, because I don't know. It wasn't like a joking way. She was like, yes, I.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It depends on how you do it. There's a difference between confidence and being
or overcompensating. Yes. Yeah,
so that's a whole different topic. Boom.
Yeah, my favorite thing this whole episode with her was whenever she gave her beautiful story about how on her birthday her parents said she needed to go to the gym, so the next day she went. The gym was closed, so
that
it was
the
a sign.
Best thing.
It was a sign to it not work out for the rest of her life.
And that's something that I would say. That
maybe you two should hook up.
But when, I'm saying she's like my workout.
When does the gym ever close? Persons.
Exactly.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like,
she should have found 24-hour fitness.
Yeah.
Was a gym here?
No, she wasn't going to be trying 24-hour fitness.
I don't know. I think was the gym here?
When like, she was at UCLA, if I do recall. She was at UCLA, and that's when she was 3 months eating pizza every day. Because when she was in... She was in New Delhi, and that's when she had her cooks. She had her
maid.
She was taken care of. She was very taken care of. Then moved to UCLA, area and had all these pizzas.
Here's the thing. I do understand how it's difficult to cook for yourself. I'm just now starting
I'm still learning.
I barely learned. I had to do it. Like, they forced me into it. They're like, oh, lose weight. You gotta learn how to cook. I was like, okay.
That's the first thing. You gotta stop going through drive-thrus and start preparing meals on your own. Mm-hmm. And that's been...
It's rough.
It's a lot. Still rough for me.
That's where I'm trying to be right now. I'm trying to get in the kitchen and cook more. But it's weird because I live on my own. All my family's in Missouri. So it's challenging. And it's one of those things where it's not... Like, it doesn't attract me to want to go to the kitchen because when you're hungry, you're hungry. You don't want to spend 40 minutes preparing a meal. So it would have to take me going in and going, all right, I got to do this early while I'm not maybe hungry. So that way, by the time it's ready, I'll be hungry.
Like, meal prep.
That's what I'm saying. Meal prep is probably best for you. Because I cook, but I can't eat the same thing after 2 days.
Yeah.
But I cook good and I cook bad.
I cook good and I cook bad.
Do you do a lot of meal prep?
What I do is when I buy things, I'll... Like, say I'll buy, like, I buy certain breakfasts. Like, there's, like, a turkey sausage that I can buy, a really lean one. And I'll package it to the point where I can have it for, like, ready each day where I just throw it in the pan and make it. So I just do that. And then, I don't know, I have a lot of time. My school's online, so I have a lot of time to be at home.
Oh, cool.
So I cook a lot. I cook my own dinners. I cook my own lunches. So I don't really have to meal plan, but if I had to, I definitely would. I actually kind of want to. I get kind of jealous when I see, like, Will and Dexter. Yeah. I'm like, look how much fun you guys have making your food. And,
I know.
It's just there. I'm like, and I enjoy cooking, though, but... I don't know. I kind of want to try it out, for sure.
Stephanie, how did you feel seeing someone on there that blatantly at the end of this episode, we hear her look at the camera and say, anyone who comes on here to really lose weight is full of crap, and they're all here for the fame. How did you take that?
That made me, because I was with my castmates earlier, it made us really upset. Because I know her as a person. I met her, and she didn't really have a lot to say in person. She was just kind of sitting there, and we were all talking and bonding, and she was just kind of there.
Judging.
Yeah, I don't know, but I
judge her eyes.
So I was just like, oh, she just must be shy or something. And I see the episode, I'm like, oh, she's not a shy girl. Like, she's just giving it all. Yeah, and I was laughing the whole time. I thought it was funny until it was, like, being kind of disrespectful to the trainers. Like, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Like, somebody else could have used it and
lost weight.
Yeah, because someone else, like, there's so many people out there that need it. And they could have used this opportunity, but she totally just, like, was like, whatever.
Yeah, you guys wasted my time.
She said you wasted my time. And the fact that she put words in our mouths, that upsets me. I don't like when people do that. I don't think it was very appropriate of her, and it's not true. We went on there on the show for change, not for fame. We all wanted to improve ourselves. We all didn't know how to do it, and we needed the help. So we went, and we all were successful in it. So if that was all on her, she obviously did it for the fame.
100%. And it was obvious. I feel like it was obvious from the beginning. Yeah. Totally different than Jill.
Yeah.
Jill and her were night and day.
Yeah, Jill's like my little Jan Brady. She reminds me. She's super cute. And girl, you got a nice butt.
Her butt is everything. I tell her all the time, I'm like, I'm so jealous. I'm going to go do some squats to keep up with you.
So do you, like, you hang out with Jill or do you talk to her?
We talk. We have our whole cast is a group chat.
Yeah.
Well, majority of it. So we talk all the time, like, every day. Wonderful. And we're just, like, totally supporting each other. So we're always complimenting each other, too. It's so funny. Like,
that's awesome.
It's like we're all in a relationship. It's so appropriate. we're like, oh, my gosh. Like, we'll be like, Dexter, you're so hot. He's like, I have a girlfriend.
He actually posted that the other day on Instagram. Because people were inboxing him. He was like, this is my girl.
He had to, though, because I had people asking me. Like, because when my episode aired, I had, like, thousands of messages. I'm like, and I warned the castmates, I'm like, it's gonna happen. I'm like, people are just gonna start talking to you, and it's like, you have to try to keep up with it. And all of Dexter's were, are you single? Single? You have a girlfriend? And I was like, Dexter, like, I'm like,
yes,
I hope she's confident. I hope his girlfriend's
she was here last week. They were perfect for each other. It was her birthday.
It was her birthday and they celebrated their birthday here.
She was so sweet. There was a moment on the couch where she was watching him do the episode afterwards. She was like, these comments are really getting on my last nerve. Like, there were some girls talking about how hot he was or whatever, and he's like...
But, I mean, what did she expect? Like, look at how her boyfriend is so handsome. Yeah. And he was handsome before, too. I thought he looked amazing before.
Yeah.
And, like, when I met him at, the last green screen I was filming. So me and him already had our reveals, and we were just filming something. And I was like, oh, hi, how are you? I'm like, so who did you train? He's like, no, I was a contestant. I'm like, what? I was so shook. I was literally like, kidding?
That's awesome.
It was so crazy.
Yes, he's awesome. It was so great to have him in here. He's super cool.
And he's a genuine sweetheart, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. So let's get into Jill, because she is someone who actually did put in the work. Yes. And really did deserve a spot on the show and actually... put in work.
Yes.
Definitely. I thought she was an amazing person. Mm-hmm. Seeing everything that she'd been through, it was
Her journey. I just wanted to hug her and be like, girl, you're my everything.
Yeah, that's definitely a good example of the emotional eating, right? Lost her father
at age 14.
Yeah, was it her sophomore year? And then
her mom, then sophomore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, back to back. And her biggest fear was that then having her sister being that support and then being sexually assaulted.
Yeah.
That absolutely is devastating. And it made complete sense as to why she kind of was where she was. I also agreed at first with her first thought. I was questioning Body by Simone, a dancer. Yes. I was like, wait a minute, how can this woman shape this body, especially her being an athlete? Do you guys doubt that?
I doubted it a little bit.
Because I did belly dancing, pole dancing.
Oh, okay.
And it shapes you.
Boom. I had the genetics, but it did.
Yeah, mama.
Now let me tell you something. Yeah.
It does?
I don't doubt dancing because of the cardio, and when you are into it and you love it, you just start going.
Right? Oh, I love that. Yeah. That's who I want to work with. Yeah, I love to dance.
She was very sweet and very, like, I did kind of think for a second, I was like, I don't know if this will work out, just because all the people she had trained, from my knowledge, already had, like, the
slender bodies. Jill said that too. Yeah.
Right. Like Chrissy Teigen. I was like, what?
Yeah. Right, all the twig bodies. That's what she defined them. Like, they're all twigs. And even Simone was considered a twig.
Yeah.
And so I had the same, exactly, very, very petite. And I kind of had the same judgment too, because she is an athlete. So she's used to those workouts Dexter was doing with Corey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so
the ropes and the
exactly
tires.
The ropes and everything. And you saw pictures of her with her athletic body before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Was she like carrying a canoe or something?
Yeah.
Or
carrying like rowing. Was she?
Yeah. She did
basketball. I think it was rowing.
Yeah.
Row team. And so I was expecting her to have, you know, that kind of same setup as well. And so it was very different.
So you were a doubter. Did you doubt
I
at first?
Well, yeah. And even with the advertisements, the teasers, I was like, oh my gosh, she's going to switch it around. Oops, Chloe may have messed up. I'm like, oh, I got to see this now. But no, it actually all worked out. And now Simone, her new assistant is Jill. Jill became Simone's new assistant
after
the show.
That is so cool. What does she do for her as an assistant? Do you
know? She's just like her personal assistant. She just does basically work for her. And it's a busy
job. It's a lot of work.
She's so happy doing it. And I think that's all that matters, because she was very unhappy at her other job. Mm-hmm. So she just totally just asked her, like, hey, can I get a job? She's like, sure, you want to be my personal assistant? She's like, yeah.
That's wonderful. And she probably gets free workouts too now. Yeah. Like, her 100%. And Simone work out every morning, I would assume. Like,
she's a walking billboard for her.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Look what I can do.
And yes, seeing the little trampoline, I know that happened a couple times, and I was telling you guys, I don't think I could do the trampoline thing with the
Yeah, I've done the trampoline thing. Yeah, that's serious.
It's tough.
It's serious. It looks easy.
Yeah.
I worked out more than I think.
Because she was sweating at the end. Like,
yeah, she was sweating.
Day two, it's that thing. She did one full class, and then the next day, she's like, I don't know if it's going to work out. This isn't what I was expecting. And then she goes, Simone was like, oh, well, are you sure? Like, let's try it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she agreed. Jill was like, okay. And then you saw her at the end of the workout, and she was just in sweat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just pure, like, wow, okay, I trust you now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's how
That I want to ask you about is, I think I saw either on your Instagram story or something with you and Luke doing the thing where it's like a half of it is
The BOSU ball.
Yes.
Yeah, those are everything. I asked one for Christmas
really?
My mom. I was like, Mom, I need one. I'm like, they're like $100, but they're so much fun.
Did you do the two tier one?
He did.
Okay.
I have a really awful balance. And the shoes I wear to training mate, because the floors are really gripped. I don't really wear gripped shoes. So when I jump on the BOSU ball, I always struggle. So I never jump. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go for it. And I was like, he was like, oh, I'll do it with you. I'm like, will you? He's like, yeah, but I'm going to make it hard for me. Puts one on top of the other.
Wow.
This guy's nuts. He does it. He does it, though. And I was like, okay, he's a legend. Like, he's great.
Yeah, he does it with a smile.
Then he just takes it to another level. He's like, oh, I'm going to put two on this side and two on this side.
Wow.
Good. 2 feet.
No.
And then he's like, oh, I'm going to do three. I'm like, you are nuts.
Yeah.
My man is full of so much energy.
Yeah. That just must be so much fun. Every time you go in, you don't know what's going to happen, because he's going to come up with some other workout for you to do. And he's so supportive, but at the same time, he pushes you with different things.
Yeah.
I wonder, do you ever walk in and you're like, you're going to have me do what?
That was like recently. He just got, they showed it in Jill's episode. She uses them. They're like the ab sliders where they're like slippery on the floor and you have to do that.
Yeah.
I I cannot do any ab exercises. Like, I struggle, and he knows I struggle, so he's like, oh, we're gonna do this today. I'm like, no, I'm like, come on. And he laughs at me. He thinks it's hilarious, and he's just like, come on. And then whenever I'm doing, like, squats, he's like, put your ass down, Steffi. I'm like, he just thinks it's funny, and then he'll just, like, stand behind me and start dancing. And he sings the whole class. Like, he loves Justin Bieber.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, super cute. I gave him a Justin Bieber tank top at the end. I'm like, here you go. I'm like, I love you, Luke. It was so funny. Gift. And he wore it to my reveal. He had to wear Inside Out, though, but it was so cute.
That is so funny. That
was because they couldn't have Justin on the show, or yeah, his face
yeah
on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like her moment, Jill's moment, where she had the transformation, like, you can tell that your relationship with Luke is really that dynamic that mm-hmm made you shift. Mm-hmm. And I think the nutritionist in this episode, not that she didn't click with Simone, but I think that the power of the conversation and the mm-hmm reframing that we saw with the nutritionist is where it really sunk in for Jill. What do you guys
yeah
think?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, I just was thinking Pamela yeah Anderson. Nutritionist, because she's so gorgeous.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. I do these things. Yeah. Everything she was saying, I was like, yeah, I'm yeah going to do that myself.
And we're talking about Cynthia, right?
Is that okay? Cynthia. Yeah. Thank you yeah so much. I
know what you're talking about.
It was one of those things where at first we were all kind of saying, okay, she's a nutritionist. Why is she
coaching? But it was great.
Right. But she had gone through a very similar situation mm-hmm and with the being sexually assaulted. And so seeing that healing process mm there happen was huge because mm-hmm she said something. I wrote it down in my notes. Hate is like drinking poison and hoping the other person dies.
Yes, absolutely.
It's
it is
so true because mm-hmm this guy is probably out there. He has no idea that the things that she's gone through and how this has affected mm-hmm her mm-hmm whole life. And he's living his life and she's
holding onto like a hot yeah coal. That's how yeah I use it with my clients. Yeah. I'm like, hate is like holding onto a hot coal. You're burning yourself and that's it. And mm-hmm and seeing Cynthia reframe that story for her, kind of give it that visualization meditation and reframe it was the best thing she could do for her. Because yes the guy probably doesn't even remember that it happened. Or she, well, you know, I mean, unfortunately, yeah, that
bothers
it's
me.
And it's tough. And in that whole void thing, I don't really say this too often. I was sexually assaulted twice. Mm-hmm. And after going through it, I remember with me, when I put on like the 17 pounds, it was because I was like, you know what? I am assaulted because of the way I look, mm-hmm, because of my boobs or because of how I present myself or something. So I put on weight to not be attractive anymore.
Wow. It was your shield.
Yeah, yeah. So mm-hmm so that was wow it was it's a different, but it was hard to reframe it and seeing that I'm so glad we got to see more of that type of conversation mm-hmm because, you know, working out is a phenomenal outlet for people to release that energy and really get into it. And then sometimes you gotta go into that core, like that thought and in deep like thought forms of what you're holding on to change. And it's cool to hear you talk about your relationship with Luke and mm-hmm then see her dynamic that now she's gonna continue with Jill's dynamic with Simone, and then I'm sure she still talks to Jill. It's just mm-hmm cool.
Yeah.
Like now I'm starting to see the mind, body, spirit. At first I was like, wait, where's mind, body, spirit?
It's a holistic
body
approach.
Yeah, it's so cool.
That's what I love
thanks
about
thanks for
this
sharing your
yeah
story.
Thank you so oh much. No, 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 yes. No, no, no. Thank you for being so open. It's definitely, it's not easy to be open sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the things that makes the show so great is because it's not just one of those workout shows. Like I love Biggest Loser. I think it's great. All the games are fun mm-hmm and everything. And it works. But I like that this is not just like that because they kind of go more into the like the nutritionist, which they do on the other show. But I like how they it's more of like a
they're going layers.
Layers. It's like emotional yeah and it's
a total like, lifestyle change.
Yeah, yeah. It's not exactly just the weight; it's a lifestyle change. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
That's what Chloe made very like important about the things that she's like. We're not putting the contestants in houses. We're not putting them together. It's not a competition. It's nothing like that. We're gonna make this journey as close to their everyday lives. Mm-hmm. The point where they can continue to live out how they're living for as long as possible and they can continue to live as healthy as they've been throughout right the process. And that's mm-hmm kind of what we've all been doing and we've all been able to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Like post or like our reveals and everything.
That's great and hard at the same time.
Yeah.
Being in your like natural habitat. Mm-hmm. Addiction's different, but like if people are addicted to drugs and they come home, they say you got to get out of that environment, mm-hmm, you know? So that's cool and it's great. It shows your strength that you can like keep like focused and pushing on and so forth in that. And Jill, again, I think Jill's going to have an easy time staying slim, especially if I saw myself in that dress.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, she looked good. She looked amazing. I was dying.
Yes. It was like when I saw your reveal, I was just so happy yes for you and Jill.
Yeah, you get chills. Yeah, you get chills. You get teary-eyed.
And it's so fun to watch because we're all sitting there and we'll all make comments in between. And it's just so much fun to watch it and then like communicate with each other. And it mm-hmm inspires us to want to be better versions mm-hmm of ourselves. And that's a great thing is like a show is a show. But if you can do a show that transforms people's lives and then also inspires the people who are watching it,
exactly,
that's something that is actually a good thing that's being put into the universe.
That's how you get famous. You can't and not just being on TV. That's exactly what you said. When you connect with the audience on such an organic level and you open yourselves. I mean, it sounds, but that's how people are famous. Purpose. People are not famous just because you come on TV. Mm-hmm. You're famous because you connect. So I'm sorry, sweetie, if you thought coming on TV was going to make you famous.
Are we jumping?
I just wanted to school you on that real quick.
And Jill lost 30 pounds. Just 30 pounds and 45 inches.
Wow. 45 inches, guys. That's a lot.
That is.
That's a lot.
I'm so proud of her for that because that's hard. And she did it in 12 weeks because it's really hard to do that.
Yeah.
And she did it by dancing, which is so amazing.
Exactly. Which just goes to show everyone, even us who maybe doubted a little bit what Simone's methods, like, this
it works.
Right. Yeah. It's like, I love that she made her more feminine. I hate to say it like that, but they didn't use those words, but wasn't that great? Yes,
Simone said the goal is to be long, lean, and sexy and not bulky. That's so true, and that's what happened. I mean, it's great.
Some people like that. It's sexy for them, but that's my thing too. I don't want to be bulky.
Yeah, that's why I avoid. Oh, sure. That's my excuse to avoid weight training. I'm just like, I don't want to be bulky.
Oh, I love it.
I really like it better than cardio too. I have to just be honest. I like
it. It's good to do because, like, with cardio, you're burning the calories in the moment. But when you're weight training, you go to sleep, your muscles are still burning.
Going.
And everything. That's what I love about it. And I need to tone up so much more. Like, I look at Chloe.
You're looking fly.
Thank you so much.
I was thinking, I wonder if she's going to look the same, look different. And to me, you still keep your form and you look phenomenal. Yeah. I'm a straight shooter, so I'd be like, you look horrible, girl.
And your energy, and your energy is good.
Yeah.
So much. I love
confidence.
The most.
Yeah.
That's the number one thing for me, I think.
Yeah.
What happened?
I bet you do like that shirt, don't you?
Your body's still.
Are you single? Are you single? I'm just kidding. Oh my gosh, you're bitching.
He's blushing.
I was like, I love your shirt. I was like, I want the shirt. And then he's like, what shirt? I'm like, yeah, I bet you do see that shirt.
You know where I got the info for this?
What? Where'd you
My stylist meeting with Chloe, she wore the shirt after, the show. I was like, I'm getting that shirt.
Oh my god, it's amazing.
Oh my god, it's a bodysuit actually. So I was like,
I have a bodysuit on too.
Oh yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
You got the nails, you got the shirt.
Yep. Yeah. I'm Chloe.
You are Chloe.
Exactly.
I'm trying to be. She's my inspiration for sure.
Good.
I'm curious.
Oh, go for it. Go for it.
Because I'm like the little doubter on the panel.
Of the Kardashians. Yes.
What's the biggest misconception you feel about Chloe that you found it's like not even true?
Well, I feel like she's just a genuine person. Like when I met her, she was sweet. She was down to earth. It was like I was talking to someone I've known my whole life because I've known her my whole life. Just like Will said, I've DVR'd the shit out of that bitch for years. But it's so true. I've been watching them for a decade, the entire family, and I've only met Chloe, but she's exactly how she is, if not better. Like I remember meeting her and like going to hug her, and I'm like, she's in heels, and she's only like this much taller than me. I'm like, I thought she'd be so much more taller, and she's so much more thinner. I was like, oh my god. I'm like, why don't I look like this already?
You're gorgeous where you are, boo.
Yes, definitely. Did you think like she gives the best hugs, right?
I was just telling Will this the other day. I'm like, I will never forget her hugs. Like when she hugs you, like it's like. She's like, I can't even explain it. She's
like wrapping you in a blanket.
Like, I'm about to fall asleep. I'm like, I'm so comforted. I'm like, and like, you can see her face. There's one clip of her hugging me at my stylist, like when we're leaving. And she's just like, she's like, her eyes are closed. Yeah. Like she's, I'm like,
that's the kind of hug that I look for. Like, I know this sounds weird, but like when people close their eyes and they're like,
they're genuinely want to hug you. Yeah. Like, they're like, this is my love. Take my love.
Yes. I have met Chloe before, like twice. And the one time that I actually got to like, I guess, touch her, she literally reached over the table, hugged me. And then in the photo, I was kind of shaking. I was nervous. I mean, it's pretty Chloe Kardashian. And she literally, while the photo was being taken, was rubbing my back.
That's okay.
Like, what?
No, that's what she did. She rubbed your back, and this and it was like a long hug every time, and it was just like she literally rubbed your back, and that's why I was like, okay. Now I start doing that when I hug people now, because I was told, Will, I'm like, listen, I'm like, because me and Will are really close. I know I always talk about him.
Yes,
okay.
We're like this.
Tell him
he's
said, hey.
I will. He's going to watch this. He already said, he's like, I'm going to be watching.
Hey, Will.
Will, we love you.
Will.
He's awesome. He's
crazy. I love him to death.
I'm going to up my hugging game.
Yeah, that makes me really want to hug Khloe Kardashian.
Yeah. You should.
I mean, I always wanted to, but now it just reassures me that, yes, that's, Rachel, that is what you want. That really is what you want, because everyone else is doing it, and
it's the best thing, believe
me.
We are going to try to hug Khloe Kardashian. Watch out.
Definitely.
And I thought Jill and her sister's hug in this episode.
It was amazing. You can see her sister have goosebumps on her arms.
Yeah.
It's like she was so shocked and so happy, and it was just the most like raw emotion. It was so good. It made me like it made me cry.
Yeah, me too. And her words, like, I'm okay now. You don't have to be my mom anymore.
That was the most important thing.
Yeah. It was a good ending. It was a good ending to the show. I mean, outside of us then finding out that she's working for Smoke, which is phenomenal. Yeah. I'm absolutely gonna be calling. I know it probably is gonna be like a car payment to have like a monthly to have a monthly membership, but I love to dance and I've got a I'm definitely calling.
And
her.
You said you're actually gonna get to meet up with her and do a class, right?
That's awesome.
I met Simone tonight for the first time. And she was just, I feel this, I'm like, who's, oh, hello, I look down, I'm like, oh, hi, Simone. She's so cute, like, she's high energy, she's, like, so adorable, and she was like, oh, my goodness, you guys should come in for a workout, like, the whole cast, and I'm like, okay, I'm like, I want to try it, but I'm thinking, I'm used to training mate workouts, I'm used to circuit training, I'm like, I don't dance, I don't do good with jumping, I feel, so I'm like, my knees, oh, my God, but I'm like, totally willing to try it, and I want to, like, see.
Yeah, let us know how it goes.
Right when I saw Simone, she reminded me of Kelly Ripa. Doesn't she look like a little
Yeah,
she
does.
I was like, wait, that's Kelly.
No, she reminded me of Kristen Chenoweth, 100%.
Oh, really?
Because even, like, the way she kind of talks and is all, you know, spunky. Preppy and popular as, you know, like, she reminded me, like, from Wicked, you know?
Aww.
Definitely. I just, I loved her.
Yeah. Now I think about it, that really reminds you of her. Now you said Wicked.
Because I can just see her, like, dancing and just bursting out and singing popular, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Either way, I loved this episode. I think it was great. It did kind of have, like, for the first time, a kind of a negative spin, but it was so cool because every time it would come back from the negative stuff, Gio would just be right there with her positive story. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of like, you know, we kind of saw, like, a bad side and, like, a realistic side. Not everyone's going to have a happy ending. You know what I'm saying?
Love that. I love when some, like, I like to not see the fairy tale all the time because that's real life.
It's realistic.
That's
what real life.
Keeping it real.
Yeah. The show's going to always keep you guessing and you're going to be something new every week and you're going to be like, what? Like, it's something new. Everyone's story is so different, and that's what I think is so good about the show. I think they casted it very well, because they got people from different sides of the spectrum, like, different ages. Like, they have, like, I think I'm the youngest, 19, the oldest being, I think, in their 40s.
Cool.
Oh, so we have so many different people from different lives and different experiences. So I love, that's what something I really love about the show, is that it's not just the same type of person every time. It's so many different people.
Can't wait to see it.
Definitely. And then one last question. Have you gotten to film anything for Chloe's app? Because I know that last week Dexter said that you guys were doing something.
Some people are. I haven't heard anything about that yet. Okay. Only from Will. He's like telling me secret things about it. And I'm like, okay, we're doing one at a time. Like, if I get the opportunity to do it, I'll do it. Like, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Any opportunity to see Chloe is amazing.
Yes,
we know.
Right?
Yeah.
Hug the heck out of her. Next time I see her, I'm going to be like, I need the hug.
Yes.
I'm going to record it. I'm going to
bring it in.
Yes. It'll last longer.
Yeah, exactly. Once again, where can everyone find you on social media?
Snapchat and... I'm trying to think which ones are the same. I don't even know my own social media.
It's
sad.
All good.
Oh my God.
I know Twitter is Steph Rooney LA.
Twitter and Snapchat or Steph Rooney LA. And this is so sad. Do you understand how sad this is? This is my own.
It's okay. No, actually, like,
you
got like
to keep up.
Like
that
girl.
Means you're not trying to get famous.
Yeah, I like that. Don't know.
I'm like, on that. I don't even know her own social media.
My ad name is Sukta at the. No, but
so it's we got so Stephanie good. LA. Which ones? Twitter.
That's
and...
Twitter and Snapchat, and then Stephanie Perez LA. Is my Instagram.
Awesome. Gotcha.
I love watching all your like stories because
it's
always,
crazy.
It's so crazy. Like sometimes you'll be doing this, and then sometimes you'll be with your friends, and then training. It's
just
so much fun.
My family doing weird stuff. Exactly. Just like, my life has been crazy lately. I'm just like but it's so much fun.
I love watching it for sure. So thank you so much for coming.
Thank
in.
You guys for having me. It's so much fun hanging out with you guys.
Come back, though.
It's fun to talk to.
Yeah,
just keep the conversation.
That's we try.
And you can follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms at AfterBuzz TV. Make sure to give us a 5-star rating if you're listening to us on iTunes, and make sure to leave a comment below. We love to get back to you guys and
hopefully
maybe feature
feature
one of your comments on the show. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones, and
you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Heather Yared.
Hey guys, I'm Michelle Madison. You can find me on Instagram at Michelle_MadisonTV.
And I'm Rachel Robillard, and you can find me on all social media at Rach_Robillard. Thank y'all so much for tuning in, and we will see you guys next week.
Bye.
Take care.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later! views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.